Last night I saw Les Dramatics on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew.
Singer and composer Randy Newman, who recorded his first album in 1968, made a name for himself with cynical and sarcastic songs such as Rednecks, Short People, and Sail Away. His wry comments are still a big part of the American cultural landscape. Although he concentrates on composing movie scores these days, none such records persuaded him to record songs from his early years with just piano as accompaniment.
I didn't think I'd enjoy it or there'd be anything to it, but once I got into it, I did. I gave it the full, 85% and made it through.
Newman doesn't just write songs of disillusionment and despair, though. He's also known for his finely crafted melodies and sweetly sentimental numbers such as Marie and I'll Be Home. Stopping by NPR last month, he played examples of both types of tunes. Today, The Dark Side. It's Lonely at the Top. Did you really write that for Sinatra?
Yeah, I really did.
That wasn't
a joke.
I thought
it would be a good thing for him, all that leaning against the lamppost and, very rich and famous people complaining about how miserable their life is. And I thought it would be a smart thing for him to do. I mean, not that his career needed it necessarily, but it did. I met with him and he hated the whole generation, but he listened. And,
well, play it for us.
I will. Let me make this slow turn. I've been around the world, had my pick of any girl. You'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not. Everybody knows my name, but it's just a crazy game. Part of it. I know you're busy.
Nobody can burst that bubble like you can. That send up of fatuousness.
It's having that kind of hate inside you and bitterness that helps, I think.
I mean, do you have people in mind when you do things like It's Money?
Oh, just the whole general thing. It is when you hear people in show business whining and complaining, even though I do it myself. And they have some justification. I mean, some of them are human and have those kind of feelings. But basically, you just don't want to hear people complaining about how flying first-class Air France has deteriorated, and someone's behind them serving them.
Where did you get the idea of slavery from the perspective of trying to coax people onto the boat? History doesn't record this actually happened.
No, of course not. It's just something I know that the historians don't know. In general, I approach things like that, political science or Sail Away. What are you going to say? War is bad. Slavery was wrong. I mean, it's like hitting the ground when you fall out of an airplane. I mean, it's too easy and it's not effective.
The contrasts work so well. I mean, you're talking about this very dark subject, and here's this beautiful melody.
Yeah, it worked out well, and it's stopped racism in this country.
Thank you for that. Very nicely done,
Thanks.
Randy.
It was rough. Kids don't remember, now that everything's, that it's gone away. In America, you get foodie. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet.
Randy Newman playing selections from his new CD, The Randy Newman Songbook, Volume 1. More of that conversation and Newman's lighter side tomorrow. And more of his performance is at npr.org.
Ain't no line of tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in the bucket.